This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loose Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. 713-572-4610. We talked about it a little bit in confession, so I brought this up because somebody on Al Gore's internet said, "Hear me out" to Beyonce. He retweeted a picture of Beyonce and said, "Y'all need to hear me out on this." And I'm just like, all right, we got to retire the segment.
What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, all right, who you got to sell hard on? Beyonce, man. Mm-hmm. So I think Lopez brought it up about who you hear me out.
Yeah.
And I actually have some. I hope y'all got some.
I got a couple that came to mind.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm struggling to find ones mm-hmm. that really fit. In the way,
and they may not even be hear me outs.
Yeah, so yeah,
that's
this is
the problem.
So,
yeah.
So this
like,
is
a good true hear me out is not easy. It's like the people that are like unpopular opinion.
Yeah,
and
so
people get out here giving opinions that are popular.
So yeah. The phrase "hear me out," the way we're using it, not just like in general "hear me out," but it's a phrase used in some internet subcultures to justify a taboo attraction. Traditionally unattractive character or insanely evil character.
Okay.
So it's pretty much a classy way of saying I have a good time with that.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So send them in 713-572-4610. You want me to start off?
Whatever. I got a couple that came to mind.
All right, who you
want
got?
Me to start?
Yeah.
So I don't even know if they're real hear me outs, but I think they're in the category. Kim Mulkey.
Yep,
that's a hear me
that
out.
That counts.
Yeah,
that counts.
It's definitely a hear me out.
You know, that is like bring a lunch pail and a couple of 20-second timeouts.
All right.
God.
You're going to need a lunch
what
pail.
What did you just say?
And a couple of 20-second timeouts.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you might need a couple cigarettes to Newports.
What?
I mean, that you got the gist of what I was saying, didn't you?
I did. I did.
Tell me if this one is a hear me out, because it is for me. Maya Rudolph.
No. Maya Rudolph?
Yeah.
Because I'm in that SNL. Space, but I don't think that's a... Is that a hear me out?
Is that a hear me out? Is Maya that, Rudolph?
That's the tough thing about it, though, especially when it comes to women, is generally women celebrities are attractive people. Like, honestly, our society doesn't really allow unattractive people to really get all this famous, if we're going to be completely honest. And so when we get to this space, it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the women have an easier time with their hear-me-outs.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I think this goes as a hear-me-out because, like, you got to think about it, too. Like, is a lot of people bringing up her?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes a lot of people...
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's usually the people that put themselves out there as, like, this sex symbol.
Yeah, and she does not.
Yeah.
Maya Rudolph is 100,000% over here.
She is?
Yes, hear me out.
Okay.
I mean, like, I wouldn't... I don't think that she's a hear me out, but if I had to hear me out 100%,
yeah.
You would have to hear me out on that.
That's all you got?
How about you? Those are the first two. I'll think of some more.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think of some other ones, and I was having a tough time in that space.
Okay. I got five.
Okay.
All right, well, I want to hear your
list. I got five on it.
Yeah, I got five on it. My first one is Candace Owens.
Oh,
that's my hear me out. Mm-hmm. That's my hear me out.
She's like fairly conventionally attractive though.
Yeah, but she don't put herself out there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like she's just a regular woman. Mm-hmm. Like she don't be showing nothing. But yeah, man, I can see myself like, look, come here, my little politician.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get over right here, my little politician.
I mean, there's definitely some politicians in there, but I figured I'd stay away from that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we just talking about the hear me outs.
Yeah.
My next one is, I think this is a very hear me out. Madonna.
Yeah.
Like right now, yeah, Madonna.
I feel like she reached hear me out.
She was a sex symbol at one point.
I ain't talking about back in the 80s, but I'm talking about right now in this very moment.
No, 60? That's fair.
How old is she? She's like 60.
I think she's about my age. She's 63.
That Madonna, yeah. By the way, she got a 30-something year old boyfriend she's darn right going she around does. With.
Doing
yeah.
her the Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick thinks that's cute.
By the way, Bill Belichick apparently was on ESPN and basically got out here saying that Jordan is not a part of the athletic program and he's just super excited to be back coaching and
didn't
coaching.
Sound rehearsed at all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He wanted to make it clear that she is off to the side. Mm-hmm. It is just her it is just his personal relationship. She has nothing to do with the football program.
All right, my next three, I'm going to run through these real quick. Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Okay, that's help me out. Help me out on that.
So, have you
Barbara
seen
from Abbott Elementary?
Oh. That's not, yeah, well, it is a hear me out.
That's it. I mean, she's 69 out. Years
yeah,
old.
I'm over 60.
So we just, all the old women are now hear me outs?
These are my hear me outs, man. Yeah. These are my hear me outs.
I don't know how many people would have to hear you out on that, but okay. All right.
68? Like, would you go? No, 68
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. And plus, she kind of got
Cheryl Lee Ralph. What you mean?
That's what I'm, see, that's my point. She sounds like a grandma. I mean, she probably is a grandmother, but.
Well, next you're going to tell me that Dr. Pam Grier is a hear me out. Okay. All right. Whatever,
hey,
dog.
She might. I don't know. My next one is Ricky Lake. Have y'all seen Ricky Lake as of late?
Yeah. I have not, no, but that one. Actually brought me to my answer here. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking sorry, about right now, Ricky Lake as of late.
You are 100%
yeah,
correct.
She look all right, man. All that silver hair.
Yeah.
All that white hair. She look all
right. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And my next one, and she's kind of on that same path too. Remember Home Improvement?
Of course.
Remember Jill? Oh, Jill Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Patricia Richardson.
Yeah. That's another good one.
That's another
I've
one.
I've always liked, because she was also in, yeah, Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Yes.
Oh, always been there. Mm-hmm. Always been there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those so what was the one that popped in your mind?
And of course, the name of, oh my goodness. Give me a second. I'll have to remember her name.
One.
But on the text line, a few people came in. Reba McEntire, does she count?
She was kind of in the same Madonna. At one point, she was like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
And but now she's a hear me out.
Okay, here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Rachel Ray.
Oh, that's so funny you said that. That is so funny you said that.
That's, you know what? That's actually a good one because I remember when she was younger, like back in the 2000s mm-hmm. somewhere, I always thought she looked good, but she wasn't like that sex symbol type person. She was just on there cooking.
We always had this conversation. Because we always watch, you know how we are with food and cooking and all that. Everybody would always say, I would always say Rachel Ray over Jada De Laurentiis.
And I don't even know who that is.
She's the other one, the sexy one on the Food Network, Jada. Mm. And they, people thought I was nuts, and I'm like, nah, man. Rachel Ray all day.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Jada De Laurentiis. I thought
her food didn't look like it didn't have that same comfort value that Rachel Ray did. Rachel was out here making food that would put you to sleep.
And 30 minutes.
Rachel Ray would cook for you and then snuggle.
All right. Okay.
I thought of this one. Doris Burke.
I saw that on the text line.
Yeah. Oh, it was on the text line?
A lot of people say that too. Mm-hmm. A couple people said that.
Yeah.
So. I think I have too much respect for DB.
Really?
I think I do. Like, I think it might be. I love Doris Burke's work.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Okay.
All right, I ran
She's
across.
A point guard.
Who a point guard?
Doris is a point guard.
Oh, okay. You said that's a point guard.
Real point guard, real hoop over here.
Yeah, she be hooping in them heels. All right, so I ran across this article right here, man. So the common things you should never say to a toxic in-law.
Okay.
So I want to see if this is accurate or not, because I feel like, I don't know if I would say this to if I had a toxic in-law. Mm-hmm. So it's a lady by the name of, a therapist, a marriage and family therapist by the name of Sarah Klein.
Okay.
She has some golden advice on when dealing with meddling or critical in-laws.
Okay.
So for an example, if your mother-in-law critiques your holiday traditions, what would you say? So I want to kind of hear, what would you say if your mother-in-law or in-law?
I probably would be, and I always had a great relationship with my mother-in-law, but just in that scenario, I would say something like, well, you know, it's just something that we've always done. You know, not necessarily get the hell out of my house or something like that.
Okay. So this is what she said. She said, try saying, it's interesting that your family does holidays this way instead of getting defensive about it.
That kind of sounds a little defensive.
No, I think that, yeah, it's like, it feels like
interesting.
A diffusing kind of technique where it's like, that sounds nice, but not necessarily saying we are going to do that or we won't do that. But just like, I acknowledge that you said this thing. Mm-hmm. All right, that's cool. Now we move forward. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it sounds like she's going for here.
Yeah, I could kind of see it, but I'm going to read some more, too.
Okay.
Here's another quote. She said, we made a decision about this and are happy to discuss. Or no, this is what it is. Avoid using phrases that deflects responsibility. So, like, instead of saying, that's your son's decision.
Yeah.
Use stuff that say, like, we made a decision about this and are happy to discuss our thought process with you.
Okay.
I feel like that type of stuff would kind of tick me off a little bit. Somebody said that to me.
A little passive aggressive. Especially,
yeah. It's kind of like an bless your heart type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing is if you get to that place, you weren't going to be amenable to any of this. Mm-hmm. Like if you were in that place where you made that, you were probably in a place where you were ready to be mad regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm just kind of think like trying to put myself in that position.
No, it is.
If, you know, because I'm cool with my in-laws, like it ain't no issues and nothing like that. But if my in-law said, I never did that before. I don't think I will give her the corporate answer.
Yeah.
I would probably, honestly, I'll probably lie. Be like, oh, okay. I'm like, maybe try it one day or something.
Yeah.
Even though I ain't damn sure ain't about to try. Yeah. But I might just do that. I wouldn't give like a corporate AI type of email answer to my in-law like that.
To whom it may concern response.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. It felt like who it may concern type of thing. I'm like, if that's your in-law, like, I feel like you would be a little more comfortable with that.
Well, I feel like if you say in-law, but there's different types of in-laws, right? There's the in-laws that really feel like your family for real.
Yeah.
And I imagine you would have much more casual conversations, but I feel like if you're in this place where you're having to have these, it might be a to whom it may concern type relationship.
Yeah.
Very much a Christmas and Thanksgiving or either Christmas or Thanksgiving type relationship.
Yeah. So I was just kind of curious with that because I don't know if I could get away with an answer like that, but yeah, salute. If you,
I think you could. Yeah. I think you could.
Nah, she gonna be like, what? Like, I love my mother-in-law. Shout out to Kim. I love my mother-in-law. She's like my 1A mother. Mm-hmm. So I got my mom and then my other mother. I call her. I don't even like to use in-law with her.
Yeah.
So I ain't really got to go through that. But I'm like, damn, that kind of suck when you got to go through all all of that, man. But salute to y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, so are y'all familiar with the actor Colin Domingo?
Colin Domingo, yeah. He's been on a run of late.
He's been doing this thing, man. Really been doing this thing.
By the way, my favorite Colin Domingo project was actually when he was in Euphoria, which was a wild show to be like about addiction, okay. But they all had all these high schoolers.
That's John McClane's favorite show.
They was out here wilding. But they did a special episode like during the pandemic where it was him and Zendaya acting in a diner. It was kind of a bottle episode.
Mm-hmm.
That he bodied that. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. He's a really good actor. He actually got his shine in The Fear of the Walking Dead, I want to say.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah, that's okay. Where he kind of got, because he's been doing Broadway shows. Agreed. And acting. Yeah. I think he got some Tonys and all that. But so he sat down with Kieran Culkin. Are you familiar with Kieran Culkin?
I would have to search it.
Is the brother of Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, Kieran. Kieran Culkin.
I can't remember the name of Kieran Culkin.
Yeah. Yep. So,
he's on a run right now.
He's on a run. Yeah. Salute to the show Succession.
Yeah.
So they had an on-camera interview together. Like, they was kind of talking to each other.
Was this like actors on actors or whatever, one of those?
Yeah. So I kind of like when actors do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of getting to know each other. And they were actually having a conversation about their morning routines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how this is Colin Domingo asking Kieran how he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
I don't really.
What do you mean you don't wake up in the morning?
I don't know. It depends. I don't think I've ever woken up the same time 2 days ago.
I woke up at 4:30 this morning.
Why?
Because I need a good 2 to 3 hours just for me before I come out and do all this stuff.
You're nuts.
No.
You do that on set? Like if you have like a 5 a.m. call, do you wake up at 3 in the morning?
5 a.m. pickup, I wake up at 3:45.
Get the f*** out of here. You know when if I have a 5 a.m. pickup, you know when I wake up?
Don't tell me 4:45.
5 a.m.
God, so you're like a mess getting into the car.
I keep the clothes on the floor.
That's nasty.
I wake up, I hit snooze, so 5:09.
No shower?
No, I shower the night before. Okay. Always shower before you get into bed. Moment you start doing that, like, you don't put your dirty ass in the bed.
No.
Clean, put on clean clothes and get in your clean sheets.
So you arrive.
Yeah, I get in the car like 15 minutes late. And
are you
then
fresh?
I
are you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
No. I get
crabby?
There. I get my own coffee. Thank you.
You get
very
your
much.
Own coffee. I don't do any of that stuff.
No.
Okay.
Get my own coffee. Show up. Go to set. Go. What are we shooting today? Oh, I guess I need different clothes then. And then I put some stuff in my hair and then we shoot the scene.
Yikes!
Is it crazy how opposite they are?
Yes.
They were total opposite in everything they was talking about as far as morning routines.
I love that though, because that's how people are. Like, you got the people that are just, as soon as the alarm goes up, mm-hmm. they're out the bed going about their day. And there's some of us that it take a few times.
Some of us.
It takes a few times. But I say some of us, but I've actually gotten a lot better about waking up early, turning on my Pain and Pendergast and getting my day going. Like mm-hmm. I have gotten significantly better about that. But if you had asked me 10 years ago, which of those two actors I sounded like, buddy, it was not no Colin Domingo. I'll tell you that for sure.
No, it was just so hilarious. Colin was like, wait, what?
Yes.
And the other guy was like, wait, you wake up what time? Like, I wake up, if the call time is 5:00, I'm waking up at 5:00.
He said, I'm planning to be late. I'm not going to be late. I will wake up late.
Yeah, no, I just thought that was hilarious, man.
That is
like
funny.
Two actors who are probably in their prime right now, just different morning routines when it comes to acting.
As one of my teachers in middle school used to say, there's more than one way to cook chicken, right? Like
there
you,
is.
You get to the idea of good acting from different places, mm-hmm. and I imagine you also get there to good response or good results in a lot of different ways as well. There you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. A couple things. Someone said they're in-laws and they're outlaws. Fair.
That's true.
Somebody also said, hear me out, Hannah Storm. She was fun to bump into in New Orleans when we were down there.
Yeah, I think that's you said Hannah Storm.
Hannah Storm.
Yeah, I think that's a Ron Hughley. Hear me out. Yeah,
I bet so. Yeah, I bet so. And then someone made the clarification that Patricia Richardson was from Home Improvement, like you said. Patricia Heaton was from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that was the one.
Oh,
yeah.
I think Patricia Richardson might have made an appearance on. It was either Everybody Loved Raymond or it was one of those shows that was similar like that.
She might have, but ultimately, I was thinking about Heaton. Regardless,
okay.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. We will do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.